This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Good morning. Oh, it's just another regular old day.
Hello.
Do-do-do.
Hey, oh, how are
wait,
you?
What's that? It's a 3-day weekend?
Oh, jeez.
What's that? It's Friday? Is it Friday? How could it be Friday already?
Extra sexy today.
I know. Ooh. Oh, extra sexy. Yeah, play some sexy music. Oh, Friday.
Oh,
the way
yeah.
You rub yourself full length against me, pushing me back up against the wall, teasing me. I can feel the tickle of your breath in my ear and down my neck.
Get him, Sarah.
That's right, Friday. Ooh, your hands are so rough and strong, Friday.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, but are we just going to dry hump or are we going to get our clothes off? Come on. Did I cross
really
the line?
There,
and
huh?
You guys both looked up. You both looked up like, what happened?
The tone wasn't right. I didn't mind the idea.
I'm a little too gruff for you.
What is this all about?
Sorry, I guess I must be playing the role of the dude in this one.
Friday.
Rough hands. Friday.
Anyway. Tickle ear part, though, that was pretty good. I thought you were on a roll, and then you just got all...
I got all brutish.
Yeah.
Why did I turn into such a brute?
I don't know.
Why can't I let this be romantic? Why do I have to ruin everything, huh?
Why do you?
I don't know. Clearly, it's in my nature, Vinny.
Hey,
Everyone's having fun, I'm like, well, let's step on the neck of that.
That sounds about accurate.
Yes, Vinny's hand is up.
I got a couple questions, a couple follow-ups, if I could.
Okay. Follow-up to what?
Well, first of all, I have not heard about the steel fence in ages. Is the fence done?
Oh, gee, no. Oh, no. No. Oh, boy. Yeah. I'll send you some progress pictures, Vinny. I took a couple pictures yesterday.
The crew is still working on the fence every day.
Well, here's, it's complicated, as construction things are.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a June 1st deadline to get the, because that is when the driveway is getting repaved. Our driveway is all buckled and heaved because we have these huge trees next to it, and trouble with the trees. They've heaved it. Like, I actually, a couple years ago, I wiped out on that driveway. I think I told you, I fell and I smashed my chin, and my kid's sitting in the car. He doesn't even get out to help me. I just wipe the F out on this driveway.
There is unrest in the
and
forest.
Since then, that particular little heave is about 6 inches tall. I mean, our driveway's like this as you go down it. So it's just poured concrete pads, and they've all done their own thing. They're all going to the beat of their own drummer.
Mm-hmm.
So we're getting the driveway's getting jackhammered out because
right.
It's a huge concrete. It's, you know,
hot.
60 feet long, or I don't know how long a driveway is long. Mm-hmm. Goes down all the way down the side of the house. Yep. Yes, Vinny, your hand is up.
And when are you tearing out the boy and repaving him? It sounds like you're grinding. Speaking of the chipping away, you're obviously injured by the fact that he sat
it
in
really
the car.
It really hurt my feelings. It did. If you saw your mom wipe out, wouldn't you be concerned? Like, I wound up, I'm like, I have to, I'm driving him to something, right? I don't know. This is going to be 5 years ago.
Yeah.
I don't remember when I went, and I'm bleeding from my face. And I get in the car, and he's like, are you all right? I'm like, what do you care? You don't care. I dropped all my stuff. You know, I'm hurrying to get you to where you gotta go on time. I'm like dirty. You know, I've fallen. I'm bleeding down the front of myself. And I'm like, okay, where are we driving to?
I can't be the only one that caught that part where you were like, yeah, the driveway's got to go. Oh, and by the way, when I wiped out and chewed up my chin, my boy sat there and watched. And didn't even know.
I think he was probably, I bet you he was like 15 and just in the heart of the I Hate Mom section.
This is the younger one?
The younger one, yeah.
Oh,
that
my.
Little,
that was
little.
Too funny. Okay, I'm sorry. So you
That's
were saying.
Fine. I'm actually, you're crying tears of laughter. I'm crying because no one loves me.
Tears of sadness.
So, I know. Tears of just like despair. Like, why can't, you know, he's usually so empathetic.
As you told the story, I thought, wow, you're replacing the driveway. It sounds like the boy's the one who you're mad at, but okay.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the driveway did trip me. So since that incident, the driveway's heaved up. It's just a mess. It's like an embarrassment. Like I tell people, pull into the driveway. They're like, we're going to stay off the moonscape. So that's got to go. So everything that we've had to do for this big metal monstrosity that, by the way, the neighbors all, I know they have their private jokes about it because it's humongous. It's going to be clad and there's going to be a wood pergola on the top and the gate, the doors are actually here and we've had to degrease them and paint them and we're adding wood to them and it's going to look like a GD fortress. Mm. It's going to be so awesome.
A fortress?
But they're really tall, you know, the gate doors are, is that the name of it? The actual gate?
Mm. It's a gate, right?
Yeah, sure. The doors of the gate are going to be really tall, and it's going to be. And we're building. We had to rip the porch off the side of the house. It was so rotted, and so we ripped that off of there. And it's going to be paved underneath, so it's going to be super clean, and it's going to look.
Wow.
It's going to be amazing. It's going to be amazing. It's going to be so great. In about, I don't know, maybe like 2 months.
Okay.
Yes, Vinny, your hand is up.
I saw these Oculus glasses the other day, yesterday afternoon or something. I forget where I saw it. Maybe it was an ad online or something, and I went, oh, what happened to your your Oculus entertainment adventures?
The kids still use them sometimes, but they give me a massive headache. I can't, they're not for me. I got through a few games on there. They have like escape room games and it is really fun. It's a total bummer that every time I put them on, after about an hour, I am sick to my stomach and I'll have a headache. I know. It's amazing. And I really wanted to get into the Oasis, you know, like in Ready Player One.
Yeah. Have you tried watching a concert on that yet? Or
you can watch videos. Mm-hmm. I've watched some of the programming that they have there. I haven't explored that. I just played a few games and I really only used them for a couple of weeks and I thought to myself, I'd rather trip and fall in the driveway than
have
do this anymore.
The ghetto version of it that you put a phone into.
Yes.
And I watched like Paul McCartney.
But you said this, yeah.
Yeah, and they put you on the stage. And so you can look at the drummer guy, you look to your left, the drummer guy is there, you look to the right, Paul McCartney's in front of you, the audience is in front of you. Like, it's super cool. Like, just to sit there on your couch and feel like you're in the middle of a concert.
Yeah. It is truly, you do become part of that whatever landscape it is. Like it is a really different experience, but it is, I don't know if it's the weight of the thing on my head or just that my eyes have to focus, because you can focus the things if you've got eye, you know, if you normally wear glasses or whatever, so you can get them focused, but there's just something about it that like I get really terrible headaches from it. And it's a bummer. I think it has something to do with the weight, and it's squeezed against your face.
You like, can't be the only one.
No, absolutely not. But the kids like it, and they play it, but not without some of the same symptoms I have.
Mm.
So,
You
know, you wear it for too long, and it just starts to, because it's just squashing your head. You have to put it very tightly onto your face and head, and I think that's a big part of it. So, I personally,
no more.
I don't.
All right.
I can't really recommend it. Mm. I think the technology is absolutely amazing. They got to get past the actual human element where, geez, my head's getting squeezed in a clamp and I'm having vertigo.
Technology.
It's got a ways to go.
Yeah, I don't have an interest, but I do. I'm interested that there are people who love it and
yeah,
and live there. And you were on already it for happened. Hours, right?
Too many hours. Yeah. I really, really loved it. I still love it. I do. If I didn't have adverse reaction to it, I would absolutely still be playing it.
Did I tell you I watched porn on that? Not like regularly, but I tried it out. I had to download like a program for that. It was amazing. I didn't really get.
Are you playing the role of whoever, really whichever person? Enjoy.
Yeah, like you're sitting there, and then the person is like, whatever you know. Whatever
so I'm are going. You sitting there, and so you your male body is stretching away from you, so you can look down your body at your wiener?
Yeah, exactly.
Really?
You know, that point of view, you can look over at the wall.
Why would you though?
I mean, no.
And some girl is climbing on top of you, or
yeah, exactly.
Kneeling.
Or doing anything,
sure.
Or kneeling.
Yes, Vinny's hand is up.
Okay, so when they, because I was thinking about this with the concerts too. So when you said you're on stage with Paul McCartney, mm-hmm. I assume that this video was taken sort of as a normal concert video. But mm-hmm. I would bet down the line, as this becomes the norm, they'll be like, "Hey, Paul, if you could look back and." You know, right. Wink at the camera.
Oh, absolutely.
Pardon me. Mm-hmm. Wink at the camera. It would give the viewer a feeling of that you're interacting with them. Mm-hmm. And I'm assuming that's what the deal is with this video you're talking about here, mm-hmm. where the whole thing is shot with the viewer of these goggles in mind, right?
Right. Yeah. This was like 6 years ago when I tried that out.
Jeez. I mean, I'm sure it's improved quite a bit since then. Technology. It's actually they say porn drives technology.
Yeah.
Our men's need to see naked ladies.
Yeah. In the scenario of a concert, like you can imagine, like a circle that they designate on the stage.
Yes.
Where they would put this
360 camera.
That 360 camera, exactly. So that, you know, it sees everything. And you can look everywhere that camera sees, up, down, left, right, all that. And so,
more than 360, really. Sort of a whole bubble mm-hmm. dome of
That's
view.
That's right. Yeah, it's actually really cool. I mean, I can't wait for that technology. I'm sure it'll come with robots and stuff, too.
Oh, yeah. No, for sure there'll be a haptic suit that's going to do stuff to your junk. Believe me, guys. It's all coming for you. It's all
experienced that one part, right? That one robot that... How much can I say?
Not that much, but we did get a robot that does one thing in particular really well. And Vinny took it right home, soiled it, and chucked it.
Wait a minute. You call that a robot?
Well, we're calling it that because what else are we going to call it?
Oh, I got you.
I don't know. It's like a Roomba, but specially designed.
No, you're right. Well, I do remember that thing
happening
really well.
Right.
Yeah. Worked so well, he soiled it and threw it away.
Well, I just didn't
it's
know.
It's not
what
a single-use item. Rinse
it
out.
Leave that
I don't
on
know.
The coffee table. Where are you supposed to
well,
put
you
that?
Well, you hide it in your locked Foot Locker. I mean, don't you boys have one of those for your porn?
I don't. In retrospect, you're right. I should have just cleaned it off and kept it. It was was that thing worth? $200
It was like
$200.
It was like a $200.
Yeah. I really, in retrospect, I blew it. But these are the
what
kinds
was it
of
called
things,
again?
I don't remember.
The
Thunder
auto,
Force suction mouth or something?
The auto B as in, exactly.
Auto Breeze. That's
auto
what
B.
it was called.
Oh,
it
was right, the auto sure. P version too, though. And so I thought about this, like going along with the VR thing. I'm sure the next thing, if it's not already out there,
is
that it's going to sync up with that robot.
Oh,
so when you're watching,
so right, she's
so
doing
watching
it right.
Like somebody's head bobbing. It's
no man will ever leave their home again.
Well, you know, if you listen to Sarah Clark on a regular basis, then you would actually believe women are behind this technology, so they're off the hook.
That's right, honey. Please, I'm tired. Can you go see Betty Lou in the virtual world? I don't know what her name is. You name her. It's...
And I can't speak for all the men, especially the young men, because clearly things have changed. But I personally still want a lady, a naked lady.
Well, you can have one.
Preferably.
She put this haptic suit on. She lives in there. She has you covered, Vin. Literally covered.
Well, I won't say I would never try it, but I really don't want to like that.
Yeah, I know. That's a thing, you know. It's almost anything. It's like why I will never try meth. Because I'm afraid I'll like it. It's, you know, you can't do these things that now suddenly what I'm in porn addiction rehab.
Well,
like,
I mean,
what
you're
am I
having your 1 o'clock appointments? It saves yourself some, right. You know, some arm ache.
Sure, you can just
arm
right.
ache.
Right,
because
you don't want to get a cramp in your arm.
What are you doing to yourself? Arm ache?
I don't know how vigorous your sessions are.
You don't have to move. You just want to lay there. Let this happen to me. Just do this to me.
You're like a pitcher after a game with a big shoulder pack on.
It's more kind of a wrist thing. I don't know.
Well, no, actually, it depends, right? I'm just saying, some people like Vin. Traffic cone, eh?
Sure,
oh, right.
Right,
sure.
Got a whole lot of this going on. That's like a full body. It's like
it sounds like we're all ready for the secret show, aren't we?
Yeah. This Friday got hot and heavy quick.
Good thing. Good thing it's Friday. Today on the secret show. So we'll play a round of the L1 Win Wonder Battle Royale.
Oh, we will?
Yeah, she's going to be on the secret show today. So we'll do a crosstalk with her
very early then.
Very early, yes. Yeah. So we'll do
okay.
that.
It'll be the same time.
Well, it'll run at the same time, but we'll get that done. Mm-hmm. So and then she's gonna hang around and do the secret show with us.
Get her done.
Get her done. Yeah. There's a lot to cover on today's secret show. If you didn't, we were talking about it yesterday. Actually, we've been talking about it really for weeks. We have a person in particular who sent us a comment that like lit the show on fire, and since we've corresponded with this person, we wanted them to come on, but when you hear what's going on, you'll see why they wrote a very detailed anonymous note telling us the whole story. And when you hear some of the stuff that's happening,
that's happening currently or has happened
is happening. Mm-hmm. It's where this
They're
person
in the middle
is.
Of it.
It's where this person is at.
Thanks, 408.
Yes, 408.
Thanks for responding.
It's a lot. It's a lot of info and a lot of, it's a big glimpse into what's going on with some people. So it's really interesting.
Where does it leave you?
It leaves you with another bad advice. This person actually needs more help.
Huh.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I can't say.
A solid question.
I can't say that, like, from the first minute I saw the text, I thought about that text.
Yeah.
Like, I can't say it's just, you know, oh, no big deal. I read it and went, I feel for both of them, but mostly the lady who's just completely oblivious to the fact that her marriage is a joke.
Right. The original text that we got from, here it is, 408. I'm 31 and in a straight marriage. I'm gay and no one but my best friend knows. It is not easy to come out even in 2021. So that's the very first text we ever got from the person. And so it goes on from there. We've collected every text that this person sent us. And then they...
About that subject.
I mean, because this person texts a lot.
Stuff
this is
oh, okay.
a regular texter.
Yeah, uh-huh. Okay, good.
Yeah. And then there's an email follow-up as well. So that's we'll finish with that. We're going to start with V. Hale, which there's a lot to unpack. That we found out a bombshell about her last Friday night on
what
the Happy
it?
Hour. It's about her boobs.
What about him? Coco, too. I mean, there's so much to get to.
There's so much. There's actually
Wait,
quite...
what about him?
Well, you'll have to... You know what? Her. I'll leave that to you.
That's very
I'll leave,
exciting.
This is your wheelhouse, Vinny.
Oh, yeah.
I'm gonna sit back and just listen and find out more stuff. I'm sure. It's really exciting.
Exciting.
I know. Oh my god.
All right.
Fridays are. We're already great, and now the Secret Show 2.0 is back. And if you're like, what the f are they talking about? We do a podcast. It's completely unique content. It's aside from this show, and it's filthy. If it wants to be, it doesn't have to be. But it's completely uncensored, and we do it currently once a week. Mm-hmm. You can find it on the Odyssey app. by just typing in Secret Show. It's for anywhere you get a podcast, just type in Secret Show. It's or Sarah and Vinny. Mm-hmm. It's one of the first things that pops up. So anyway,
all right, we're late.
When we're off to the races, KLLC, KLLC HD1 San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice Morning Show. We'll be right back.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.